Mozart is the highest, the culminating point that beauty has attained in the sphere of music. So said Tchaikovsky about the musician he most admired. Wisconsin Classical performers will spend the next hour with great achievements from both composers, beginning with members of the Fox Valley Symphony and the overture to Mozart's opera Don Giovanni. Currently the 10th most performed opera in the world, this two-act combination of comedy, melodrama, and supernatural elements was commissioned after Mozart's successful visit to Prague in early 1787. Operas based on the Don Juan legends had a long history in that city, and the work met with an enthusiastic audience and high praise from the critics. The overture was the last element completed, dashed off by Mozart the day before the premiere. Its D minor sequences leading to a lighter allegro are a fitting curtain raiser to all the complex action ahead. Brian Groner, conducting members of the Fox Valley Symphony Orchestra at the Fox Cities Performing Arts Center in Appleton on November 10, 2008, in the overture to Mozart's opera Don Giovanni, recording by Jim Hendricks. This afternoon at 3 o'clock, Milwaukee's Festival City Symphony presents Peter and the Wolfgang at the Pabst Theater. This is not a retelling of the Prokofiev children's classic, but a pairing of Tchaikovsky and Mozart works. Their concert will include Tchaikovsky's Mozartiana Suite, his 1887 tribute to the master composer on the 100th anniversary of Don Giovanni. In just a moment, we'll hear another Tchaikovsky tribute. I'm Laurie Skelton, and you're listening to Wisconsin Classical. Tchaikovsky's piano trio in A minor is subtitled In Memory of a Great Artist, in reference to his friend and mentor, the pianist, conductor, and composer Nikolai Rubinstein. It opens with a darkly beautiful elegy, a theme sung out by the cello that will be recast as a funeral march. This is followed by a set of variations in E major before the finale takes us through A major and back to another solemn march in A minor. This is Tchaikovsky's only piano trio. He resisted the form for years because he felt the colors of the instruments did not blend. But he set himself a personal challenge in crafting a work to honor another creative spirit. Members of the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society set themselves a personal challenge in performing one of Tchaikovsky's most difficult works, what he called music of symphonic character, and only three instruments to achieve it. violinist Axel Strauss, cellist Jean-Michel Fontenot, and pianist Jeffrey Sykes in Tchaikovsky's 1882 Piano Trio in A Minor, part of a Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society concert at the Playhouse in Madison's Overture Center on June 15, 2012, recording by Audio for the Arts. You'll find details on today's Pabst Theater pairing of Tchaikovsky and Mozart at festivalcitysymphony.org. And you'll find more Wisconsin classical performances here on Sunday afternoons, including Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra broadcasts through April 3rd. I'm Laurie Skelton, and this is Wisconsin Public Radio.